Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning. My name's Grace Dawn and I'm one of the staff members at Teen Challenge Benaya. And I'm really happy to be here with you this morning and to be taking part in the Overcomers We Are Well Able series. I believe that every one of you today that is listening can be an overcomer through Christ. Suzanne's just quoted a verse, Philippians 4, verse 13, which tells us, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And the Bible is a book that is full of examples of people who have overcome different situations. And the character that I want to look at this morning is a man called David. And David was a shepherd, he was a musician, he was a king, he killed a lion and a bear and a giant, he experienced loss, he experienced fear, grief, pain, being overlooked, he had family problems, he had failures in his life, and he quoted and wrote a lot of the things in the Psalms, a lot of his feelings in the Psalms. And it's Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, that I want to frame this word in this morning. "I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid rock and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord." And just three observations for you this morning that I have from these verses. To overcome, we must be standing on solid rock. David says that God lifted him out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and he set his feet on a solid rock and steadied him as he walked along. If you've ever been to a pumpkin patch, you will know how difficult it is to walk in the mud. A toddler in hand and a wheelbarrow and some pumpkins and your feet are sinking and you're sliding all over the place. I can't imagine what it must have been like to be in a pit that was full of mud and mire. I just can't imagine how it would be to get out. But David cried to God, and God lifted him out of that pit. And this morning, you can cry out to God just watching online like Suzanne did. Whether you're in a pit, a dark pit like David, or whether you're sitting in your living room with your Christmas tree in the corner, God is listening for your cry just the same. And God promises to hear that cry and to lift you up and set your feet on solid rock where it's firm and secure. A couple of summers ago, there was a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we were on our way through to Aberdeen, and we were going to our daughter, so you go down by the beach and along Beach Boulevard, and it was a beautiful day. There was people sitting in the sand, the windbreaks were up, there was folk picnicking, eating ice cream, walking along the boulevard there, children were swimming, paddle boarding, building sandcastles. It was just an idyllic scene on a beautiful day. And my husband said to me, we were going up to our daughters just for our coffee, they were going out for their supper. He says, "I think once we've been to Sarah's, we should come back down here and have a wee walk and go in somewhere nice for our supper." So that's what we decided to do. But when we came out of our daughter's house, it was getting a bit darker and the day had changed. It was a bit breezy. And he says, "What are you thinking? You still thinking we'll go down the beach?" I says, "I am not sure if we'll get a walk, but we'll certainly go in somewhere and get our tea." But by the time we got to the beach, it was absolutely torrential rain. And he parked just in those spaces looking out towards the water. And you couldn't even see that wind farm that is there. It was just completely deserted. Just devastation compared to what it had been earlier. It was torrential rain. There was nobody to be seen. And of course, every sandcastle had been destroyed. And John says, Grace, what are you thinking? Well, we'll still go for worship. And I just turned in that moment and looked behind me. And it was a totally different scene. A different group of people in Aberdeen that afternoon was sitting, enjoying their supper and chatting in Pizza Hut, still going into TGI's, safe, dry, secure, unaffected by the storm and the torrential rain round about them, because they were standing on the rock. See, the rock and the sand are very different places. There's a song we used to sing, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." What foundation are you walking on this morning? Is it the solid rock? But if you're building your life on something you can lose, whether it's a person, a career, money, job, all the things that we're tempted to build our lives upon, we can lose them and they can become like a pile of wet sand at our feet. If you want to overcome the sin, the storms, the hurts in your life, then cry out to Jesus and he will be your saviour, your deliverer, the solid rock under your feet. In a world that's forever changing, we can be standing upon Jesus, the one who never changes, the one the Bible tells us in Hebrews, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. An overcomer stands on solid rock, and an overcomer sings a new song. Verse 3, it says, he has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. One of my jobs in Teen Challenge Benaya is to do the personal advice sessions of the girls, which is really the counselling sessions. So I spend a lot of time listening to their stories, listening to their struggles, their hurts, their pain. Spend a lot of time crying sometimes as well as I'm listening. But the language of a victim is very different to the language of an overcomer. The song of a survivor, somebody barely surviving, is very different to the song of an overcomer. See, the song of an overcomer is full of hope, is full of victory, joy, deliverance, thankfulness. The pain and the hurt and the devastation is in the past. What song are you singing this morning? I don't know about you, but I've been guilty at times in my life of singing, "It's all about me, 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 me" chorus for way too long. You're fed up with the sound of your own voice, going round and round and round the same mountain. The negativity playlist, it's not the best soundtrack for your home, for your relationships, for your family, for your friends to be listening to. See, when God gives us a new song to sing, we begin to praise him because we see how great he is and how worthy he is of our praise. When we begin to concentrate in everything that God has done for us, something happens in the spiritual and in the natural when we open up our mouth. I remember the Sunday morning after my mum died. My mum died quite suddenly when she was 62. And I remember being in the church the morning after her funeral. And a worship band started playing a song that was very popular at that time, a Matt Redman song called "Blessed Be Your Name." And there's a verse that goes, "Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name." And that was me just a few days, weeks earlier. The sun was shining down on me. Everything was great. Everyone was in good health. But blessed be your name in the road marked with suffering, when there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And even when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. That was a difficult song for me to sing that Sunday morning. But I believed that there was power in declaring God. And God is still good in every circumstance. and we can overcome every situation by declaring the goodness of our God. Exodus 15 verse 2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." Do you need to reclaim your song this morning? The song of your salvation, the song of hope, the song of praise to your God. Can we can do that by crying out to God this morning? An overcomer stands on solid rock. An overcomer sings a new song. And an overcomer sees beyond themselves. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, David says. They will put their trust in the Lord. Suzanne's bravely been open and shared her story with you this morning because she wants others to enjoy the salvation and be sure of their place in eternity, to have the forgiveness, the freedom in Christ that she has found, because an overcomer can see beyond themselves. There's a great story about David in 1 Samuel 30. And David and his men are coming back from winning a battle, and they're all victorious, but tired and exhausted, I would imagine. And they come back to their camp to find that they've been raided by their enemy, the Amalekites. Their wives, their children, in fact, everyone in their camp that wasn't able to go and fight had been taken. Their cattle, their goods, everything that they had, all their belongings, gone. The men were absolutely devastated, angry, and they began to turn on David. So what did David do? Bible says three things. He cried till he could cry no more. He gained strength in the Lord his God. And he asked God what to do. And God told him clearly to go to the enemy's camp and to take back what they had stolen from him. And David spoke to his men, and off they went to find their loved ones. In 1 Samuel 30, verses 11 and 13, it says, "Along the way, they found an Egyptian man in a field and brought him to David. They gave him some bread to eat and some water to drink. 'To whom do you belong and where do you come from?' David asked him. He says, 'I'm an Egyptian. I'm a slave of the Amalekites. My master abandoned me 3 days ago because I was sick.'" I'm always blown away by this bit of scripture. Even in the midst of their exhaustion, even in the midst of their devastation, their hurt, and their urgency to go and find their wives, their children, their families, even in the midst of that loss, these men noticed this man sitting by the wayside, and they stopped to give him food. And the great thing about this story was this man had been with the Amalekites and he knew where they were. And David and his men were able to go and take all their families back. They went right into the enemy's camp and they took back what belonged to them. See, David was an overcomer. He knew the Lord was with him. He knew that he would get his strength from the Lord his God. So in the midst of his challenge, he was able to show kindness and help to others. See, being a Christian doesn't mean that we don't have obstacles, that you won't have anything else to overcome and challenges in your life. There'll still be hurts, but we can still be used by God in the midst of our storms. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. See, Julie Innes told her story in Apex Online, and that brought hope to Suzanne that morning. And Suzanne cried out to God. And Suzanne's came and told her story here this morning, hoping that it brings hope to somebody listening. And they will find hope in Jesus. And David told his story in Psalm 40, when he said, "I waited patiently for the Lord. And he turned to me, and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet upon the solid rock and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. I know nothing about you or your circumstances this morning, but I know my God, and I know my God loves you, and I know my God has the power to overcome any situation that you might be in. My God loved you enough that he sent Jesus, his son, to die for you so that you too could be an overcomer.